Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret
Sands. Well, greetings and welcome, 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 radio listening audience. Welcome to the broadcast today. I am your host, Saret Sands, and you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. You believe that today, beloved? Well, I tell you, it is so. It is so. And once again, we're coming to you all the way live. We're coming to you today. You can dial in today. I tell you, just dial in. Just pick up the phone and dial in right now. The dial-in number is 718-508-9457, 718-508-9457. And I tell you, you don't want to miss today's broadcast. I tell you, we have an exciting program for you, designed with you in mind. We have a special, special woman of God that's going to be joining us today. I tell you, we're excited for what God is doing in this season and how he's bringing his people into fullness, into wholeness, into that new Adam that was designed from the foundation of the earth. And I tell you, back in Genesis, he had a plan, amen? And we know that his plan is sure, and his plan, and it shall come to pass. And you today can be transformed. You can be made whole. All you have to do is believe it and grab hold to it and just begin to embrace it. I tell you, look at that person, like the quote from a famous man who made a quote that said, "I'm looking at the man in the mirror." I tell you, well, that was Michael Jackson. But anyhow, we want to quote something from the Lord, Jesus, our Savior, Jesus Christ. I tell you, the book of the Bible is the best authority on life. And we believe in that book. I tell you, we want you healthy and we want you whole. And we believe in three dimensions of health. Spirit, soul, and body. So we design these programs with you in mind. And I tell you, today, radio listeners, I tell you, we have a great program. We have a special guest speaker, Chiquita Brown Mann, and she is also the author of the book, Identity Crisis, Establish and Maintain Your Identity in Christ. How important is that? And she's going to speak on a subject today, toxic emotions and effects on spiritual and physical health. And we're going to go to the break in a few minutes, and then we'll come back, and we'll go right into our broadcast. And we want you to know that you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Alpha Health. You can listen live, but you can also listen back to the podcast at a later time. I tell you, because the information that's coming forth now is so great and so powerful, and it's just a wonderful time to be a part of what the good Lord is doing in such a time as this. So we're going to have a quick announcement for announcement. We'll be right back. We'll tell you a little bit about our speaker. We'll go right into our broadcast, and you might want to call in with your questions today. I tell you, this is a wonderful time to be alive. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Saret Sands. And once again, God wants you whole in every area of your life. And I'm just feeling very pleased and blessed in the Lord today and gracious to have our guest, woman of God today, Chiquita Brown Mann. She's currently a registered nurse with a background in pediatric intensive care and case and adolescent psychiatry and disability case management. And after a great encounter with the Lord, she has realized her calling to bring awareness to others of the relationship between one's spiritual and physical health. She is a health and fitness coordinator at Covenant Christian Ministries in Marietta, Georgia. She serves as a commissioner with the Commission for Case Management Certification. She is also a member of the Honor Society of Nursing, Sigma Theta Tau International, and Georgia Nurses Association. She recently published a book, get this, and it's entitled Identity Crisis, Establish and Maintain Your Identity in Christ. I tell you, we want to welcome to the broadcast today, Radio Listen audience, and introduce to some and present to others our very own Shaquita Brown Mann. Welcome, woman of God. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I tell you, the Radio Listen audience is just starting to call in and starting to dial in. People are getting excited. And we're trying to get to some of your questions. Praise God. We're trying to get to some of your questions today. People of God, I tell you, but you want to hear from this woman of God. You want to just eat and just dine at the table for a few minutes. Just to start the broadcast off, I'll give you a little quote because we're talking about toxic emotions and its effect on spiritual and physical health today. There's an author by the name of Don Colbert, a man of God, a physician, and he has this book out. It's called Deadly Emotions. And I'll give you just a little excerpt here just to get you tuned, your feet wet as a woman of God, get ready to come forth. It talks about, for example, the brain talks, and also it talks to immune cells over the body. This is a quote from Dr. Colbert. And in turn, the immune system cells communicate back to the brain. Using these messages called neuropeptides, I apologize, if your brain interprets physical perceptions as anger, fear, or depression, every immune cell of your body knows that interpretation very quickly. If your brain, once again, and I quote, if your brain interprets physical perceptions of anger, fear, or depression, he's tying it in and he's saying that the immune system and the immune cells in your body knows that interpretation quickly. So I just wanted to quote that as we go into the broadcast. And again, Radio List, I want to welcome you today. She's going to go right into what she wants to talk to you about, whatever it is she wants to tell you and introduce herself and what she's doing in the body of Christ and then give you a message today. Welcome once again, Radio List audience, Shaquita Mann Brown.
Hello, how are you all doing? It is definitely a pleasure and an honor to be here on this radio show. This is a subject that has become very passionate for me. I am also in the process of finishing up a book concerning this, and I'm going to be giving you some of the information that will be in the book. I want to start off with letting you know that actually the premise for this came from Matthew 15, and it's something that I was always seeing, but it never really hit me until one day I was just reading and it dawned on me what Jesus was really saying, but I don't think a lot of people got. If you focus on the 16th verse in Matthew 15, he says, are you still without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. And one of the things that I never really noticed is that it starts off regarding evil thoughts. And so many times we don't pay attention to, you know, we don't think about what we think about. And it is known that we have almost 60,000 thoughts a day. And 75% of those thoughts are usually negative. We would consider as evil thoughts. And so that was astounding to me. That really baffled me. I was, wow, out of 60,000 thoughts, 75% of those thoughts are negative. They're negative. And even from ancient times, they have realized the impact of emotions on our thoughts. And in ancient Greek, when a person had to go to the doctor, they would usually have three doctors. There was the knife doctor, the herb doctor, and the word doctor. And the word doctor was the one who dealt with the person's emotions and their minds, their thoughts. So even in ancient times, they've always known that the emotion was able to impact our physical health and our mental health. So, and as you stated earlier, they are definitely in this the profession of neuroscience. They have found that the cells in our body and our body respond to every thought, every emotion that we have, and every word that we speak. And if when you think about that, if you're constantly thinking negative thoughts of anger and resentment and bitterness and hatred, those things eventually start to be manifested in the body as a disease. And so many times, even in, I'm glad that you brought up Dr. Kohlberg, because even he has documented in so many of his books that he's had people to come to him with chronic illnesses, and they couldn't figure out, okay, what is wrong with you? And as he started to minister to them about their spiritual state, as they began to deal with the spiritual side, the person began to heal. Because basically our body was made to heal from the inside out. When you cut yourself, the body goes into an automatic mode where it goes ahead and it starts to heal. Because then you'll see the blood start to clot, and over time you'll start to see the scar, you know, the little scab that is there. So the body is meant to heal itself. But if we're not feeding it the right information, such as our thoughts, how can it heal itself? We are tearing the body down. We're tearing the immune system down because of those negative thoughts.
Amen.
And so one other thing, too, that I tell people is that, you know, we don't often give thought to what we're thinking. We really don't give thought to what we're thinking and also what we're hearing and what we're reading. Because all of that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And you got to realize that that information coming in is impacting your body negatively or positively. So we have to start making our thoughts be a primary and important thing that we need to think about on a constant basis. Now, a lot of people want to know, okay, what are the evil thoughts? What are they? The toxic emotions such as hate, anger, bitterness, anger, guilt, and shame. And let's face it, there's been an uprise in suicides, and that mainly is a result of there are so many people that are living with self-hatred, self-bitterness, and their guilt. They're feeling guilty and they're feeling ashamed and that nobody's going to be able to understand them and that they can't be forgiven. And one thing that I'm noticing that's running rampant is that there are a lot of people who have not forgiven themselves. Because forgiveness is not just about, I need to forgive you, I need to forgive the old boyfriend, I need to forgive my husband. Sometimes the person that you need to forgive is yourself. And as we begin to forgive ourselves, we begin to heal. Because God is love. God is truly love. And when you start to feed yourself the word of God, that enables you to heal, again, from the inside out. It would be manifest by the absence of disease in your body. So one thing, too, that I like to bring up to people is that toxic emotions have been found to be related to certain diseases. Take, for instance, toxic emotions have been found to affect the adrenal dysfunction. And this is basically where you have a lot of inflammation in your body. It is known to be associated with that. In fact, Dr. Kohlberg, in one of his books, he stated that there was a woman who had severe fibromyalgia. And there was just no medical reason for her to have it. They started to deal with the spiritual side. She had issues from her past. I think she had a long history of abuse. And as they started the process of spiritual healing, her fibromyalgia began to slowly go away. So don't negate the importance of getting the right information into you so you can be thinking the right thoughts. Also, diabetes. And I want to explain that because a lot of people don't, you know, they want to negate, okay, no, toxic emotion doesn't have anything to do with diabetes. But you got to understand, when you are undergoing an emotional stress, the adrenal glands are going to release more cortisol. The cortisol, in turn, blocks insulin from being produced. So if you keep having this process going over time, then yes, you are more susceptible to developing diabetes. So it's not just the food that you're eating, it's what's going on inside of you that is affecting your ability, you know, that is basically causing the health problems that you're having. And as you stated earlier, toxic emotions, they take its toll on our immune system. And I don't know if you, when you think about it, really think about this, people, a lot of the people who are negative, they're sick a lot. They're sick a lot.
Yes, that's true.
And part of the reason is because that negative, those negative emotions, they're depressing the immune system. You know, and another thing, too, is that that a lot of people don't realize, I've noticed that even they're more susceptible to catch colds. And if you listen to a lot of the things that they say, they're quick to say, I'm catching a cold. Well, you just spoke it. You just spoke it. And the word says that we're going to have what we say. So your thoughts are influencing your emotions, and they're influencing the words that come out of your mouth. Your body does respond to what you think and what you speak. And we've got to start being more careful about the things that we are thinking and the things that we are speaking. Another thing that I know I've noticed is that a lot of people who I would say, you know, have a lot of anger and bitterness, they usually have issues with their stomach, the acid reflux.
It's
running. Unfortunately, there are too many Christians that are walking around with diabetes and acid reflux. And part of that is there's a spiritual foundation to it, and we can't negate that because we are spirit, soul, and body. And they all are designed to work together. And then also another one is that if you are constantly, your mind is under assault from toxic emotions, they've also found that those people are more susceptible to developing dementia. How about that?
Wow.
You know, so it's a serious deal getting these, you know, bringing these thoughts into subjection into the Word of God. It's a serious deal. It is a very serious deal, and we got to expose it and let other people see that, you know what, no matter how many, it's not about your weight, you know, necessarily, because you can be at your ideal weight, but if you're walking around with all this bitterness and hate and anger, you're still killing yourself. You're killing yourself from the inside out, but you're killing yourself. Definitely.
Good. Go ahead.
And I'm just going to say, too, now they have five categories. And I really want to get into this because sometimes we're doing things and we're not conscious that we're doing it. But they have what they call the filthy five, the top 55 negative thoughts. And one of them is regret for the past. And that has to deal with guilt and with shame. You know, but you know, the word says there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. And that's Romans 8:1. So why are we walking around with guilt and shame if the word has already told us that there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus? You know, he's taking our sins and he's throwing them away. God is not coming to you saying, remember when you did such and such. Now, people would do it, and you may do it to yourself, but God says, I'm done with it. Your sins and iniquities, I will remember no more. But we'll get into that a little bit further down. Another one is fear of the future, worry, and anxiety. And you really have to catch yourself with this one because this one is a little, I would have to say, it can sneak up on you if you're not careful. But just worrying about, you know, instead of casting your care upon the Lord, You're going to worry about it. You're having anxiety over it. But that's not what the word says that we need to do. We're to cast that care on him, for he cares for us. A third one is unhealthy comparison. We want to look at ourselves and judge ourselves compared to what maybe we see someone else doing. No, God told us that we are to be like Christ. He never said that we needed to try to be like somebody else. That prophet is over there, that prophet there, that minister there. No, he said for us to imitate Christ. So the unhealthy comparisons, those can be just as detrimental and causing negative thoughts, causing sickness, as well as the worry and the anxiety. The fourth one that is very dominant is is the self-condemning thought. And the self-talk that we do to ourselves, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. But again, we don't think about it. We really don't think about the fact that we've told ourselves all day, you're not going to get that done. You're not going to get this done. You're not going to be able to get that finished, or you're not going to be able to get something else done, or you lost your job and now you're feeling like, okay, I'm not any good anymore since I lost my job. No. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. And sometimes you just have to say it to yourself constantly, you know, but you got to speak that word and get it into you. And then the fifth one is temptation. Giving in to temptation, usually leads to anger, jealousy, and rage, drug use, and fears. Because the deal is that you got to find a way to deal with it. And unfortunately, instead of going to the word to deal with it, some people tend to go to other issues, such as the drugs, such as the addiction. And that's just a whole other area that is not being addressed nowadays, is the fact that there is a spiritual component even to drug addiction.
Wow.
And basically, yeah, I mean, there is definitely a spiritual component to it all. But again, we spent so much time not associating the spirit, soul, and the body, that it's just now coming back into, I would say, mainstream, that you can't just treat the body and the symptoms that you see. You really have to start dealing with the spirit, the soul, and the body. And so one of the things, too, that I tell people is that, you know, start paying attention to how you are reacting to things that are going on in your life. Because stress, when you deal with stress, you usually are tensing up. Well, understand that when you are constant in a state of tenseness, you know, that's also affecting your heart. And so that's the reason, one of the reasons why stress, people who undergo a lot of stress, they are more apt to have a heart attack or a stroke. So it all comes together. It all comes together because there are people who eat well, they eat the healthiest thing, but as you start to talk to them, you can just hear that, you know, the negative self-talk, low self-esteem, low self-worth, and it's because of what they're thinking, the evil thoughts that they're thinking. We also have found, too, that a lot of people who are under stress, you know, they tend to break out in rashes for just no reason whatsoever. No reason whatsoever. So, you know, I tell people that if something is happening to your body and there's no apparent reason, then it's usually connected to the amount of stress that you are undergoing.
Wow.
Yes. So, I mean, and then you start to realize why, you know, there's the scripture that a merry heart is like medicine to the bone. It really made that verse, as I began to study this, I began to see, okay, wow, this is the reason for these scriptures. And by me being a nurse, I think it was easier for me to see the connection than most people. because we initially just don't think of spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah.
As being
well,
connected.
Well, Minister Chiquita, this is phenomenal. What is being expressed here, and a lot of times we just sometimes cannot get. You know, this is like I said, a download, a spiritual download that's coming forth. I mean, talking about, you know, 60,000 of our thoughts, and just imagine 75% of them being negative. You know, all of these root causes with anger and bitterness to disease that manifest themselves, and just, you know, bless God that you're in the as a healthcare professional, someone that God has planted out there just to bring, you know, a better understanding and better to make the person be able to be achieve wholeness and wellness in their body. I tell you what we'll do. I know we're just almost right out of time. Do let the radio listener audience, because we're going to have to bring you back when you have another opportunity in your schedule, because this is something that's just fresh from heaven, and this is just, I tell you, these are things that many of these things have been, like you said, been able to open up some of these things, and that's why the platform here just allow what God is doing to come forth. Let the radio listener audience know. I know that you're going to have a book. It might be available now, or how they can get in touch with you or get the information that they need, a little bit more information on this subject matter.
This book, I'm still in the process of finishing up. This book will be titled Heart Detox, Getting Rid of the Spiritual Toxins. But I am available at youprosperinhealth.com. At gmail.com. You can email me with any questions that you may have, because I also do holistic health coaching, just to be able to assist people with these types of issues. I am also on Facebook. I am Chiquita Mann, and also I'm on Twitter at I am Chiquita Mann. And I welcome any questions to discuss this with you, because I truly feel that this is an area that we need to bring forth in the body of Christ.
Yes, this is wonderful, wonderful. And once again, radio listening audience, you're listening to Health by Design Radio Network. We have been blessed to have Chiquita Brown Mann on the radio program today. You also have a book that is available now, and I believe you said it's on Amazon. Maybe you can go ahead and mention that also as we close here.
Okay. My Identity Crisis is on Amazon, so you can buy it as a print book. It is also on Nook, and if you have a Kindle, it is also available via Kindle.
Wow,
so,
this is wonderful.
And I know you will be blessed by that book, too.
Yes, it's wonderful. And again, don't forget, regular listening audience, she gave us many areas. You can talk about the five categories, you know, looking at guilt and shame, worry, anxiety, and I like actually the enlightenment with regard to looking at someone and they're doing the right things. Even when we do promote a healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, doing the things that are healthy, but if we don't address some of the spiritual components, emotional areas, issues that are deep root causes, that even on the superficial we might look healthy, but deep down inside we may not be healthy. And I'll let you say the final concluding words, and we have about 1 minute more. Again, a radio list audience, you listen to Health by Design Radio. We have been listening to Chiquita Brown Mann, and we're talking about toxic emotions and just going through a lot of great material. Again, you know, not even enough time to cover. We just got the surface covered. So I'll let you address our radio listening audience, and then we'll be concluding the broadcast today. Until next time, thank you for tuning in to Health by Design Radio. I'm your host, Sarette Sands.
I would just say, whatever you do, get in the Word to replace those negative thoughts with the Word of God, because the Word of God is sent to heal us. He sent His Word and healed us.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954 954- 292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at